Good morning, this is Nigel, and you're tuned in to CNBC TV18 podcast. Well, overnight, we don't have queues coming in because the US markets were shut on account of Memorial Day, and the UK markets as well were shut on account of a public holiday yesterday. But back home, the Sensex, Nifty, Nifty Bank, all of them ended at fresh record closing highs, so that's very, very good news. But yesterday, what was particularly positive is the mid-cap and the small-cap indices. Both of them saw a big outperformance, telling you, now both those two indices that were rank underperformers, now it seems they're playing a bit of a catch-up with the frontline indices. Institutional activity continues to be positive. The FI has pumped in 1,000 crores yet again. Remember, the last few trading sessions, the DIIs, they have been selling anything between 200 to around 500 crores odd, but the FIIs, they have been nullifying all of that, pumping in 1,000 to around 2,000 crores odd. In terms of the futures data, well, the FIIs, they're adding some shorts, though getting into expiry day, it's pretty much even Stevens. Equal number of long positions, equal number of short positions as well. To hedge themselves, it seems they're adding some short positions on the index futures, but they're also going ahead and buying some call options as well. Now, if you're looking at technical levels, the 50 DMA comes in deep. That comes in at around 11,550. Now, that's close to around 400 points away from current levels. But just looking at the put writing yesterday, one gets a sense that the 11,800 mark should hold out, at least for the May series itself. In terms of stocks and news today, a whole host of companies will be coming out with its set of numbers at the fag end of results season. So watch out for Sun Pharma, Auto Pharma, PNB, NMDC, as well as Gati. In terms of result reactions, though, Zee Entertainment's numbers look quite good. Ad revenue growth came in at around 16%. That was better than our poll of around 10 to around 11%. The management added that they'll complete the stake sale by June end to July start. So all eyes on that deadline. Adani Ports' numbers look a tad bit better than what we were working with. The guidance for the coming year as well is quite good. But what will help the stock is that they're considering share buyback on June 4th. Emami's numbers, though, from the FMCG basket didn't look very, very good. The margins came in at around 24%. We would have liked a number closer towards 26% odd. Indiglobe Aviation has been a beneficiary because Jet Airways has been shut down for the last month or so. Well, their fourth quarter of the last fiscal as well, the numbers looked better. Smaller companies that will be reacting to its numbers that looked quite good include the likes of Dollar Industries as well as Time Technoplus. Well, besides earnings reactions, Reliance Capital and Music Broadcast will be in focus. This after the Anil Ambani Group continues its strategy of deleveraging its balance sheet. They have divested the entire stake in Big 92.7 FM radio business to Music Broadcast. The transaction will reduce the company's debt by approximately 1,200 crores odd. Well, this is Nigel wrapping up and wishing you a good trading Tuesday and a fantastic week ahead.